Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Story Button. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Before I begin today's show, I want to remind you parents and caregivers that it's time. I know we do a lot of adulting, but it's time to finally cross off one of the most important things on your to-do list, life insurance. Fabric makes getting a great term life insurance policy for your family quick, easy, and surprisingly affordable. There's no risk to apply today. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Protect your family with term life insurance now in just 10 minutes. That's meetfabric.com/KBS to start protecting your family today. meetfabric.com/KBS. Fabric Insurance Agency policies issued by Vantis Life, not available in New York and Montana. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Now, to today's episode. Today's story is called Jesus Heals a Paralyzed Man. And this comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 41 through 45, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's begin our story. Jesus had just miraculously healed a man from leprosy. And of course, this amazing news traveled quickly.
Hey, did you guys hear about this?
I know! Healed! Just like that!
Soon, Jesus could no longer enter a town without crowds gathering around him. So he stayed in desolate places where nobody lived. Still, people tried to find him. They traveled from all over just to see him. A few days passed, and Jesus traveled back to Capernaum. Of course, the whole town was a-twitter with his arrival, the news spreading that he was home. Short people, tall people, young people, old people, all kinds of people everywhere. People were spilling out of the doorway and into the street. Kids sat on their daddy's shoulders. Others stood on their tippy toes, trying to see over the crowd. So many gathered to hear Jesus preach. Jesus was teaching them, and they were captivated, listening to his every word. What was that sound? Above Jesus, scraping could be heard on the roof. Digging, footsteps, so much commotion on top of the roof. Suddenly, a hole appeared in the roof, allowing sunlight to shine into the room where Jesus was standing. Four men carrying a paralyzed man, which means the man could not walk. These men were on the roof, next to the hole they had made. Why in the world did they make a hole in the roof, you may ask? Well, didn't we just hear it was crowded?
Yes.
So imagine, four men carrying another man who couldn't walk. They pushed and squeezed, trying to get to the front to see Jesus.
Excuse me, sonny.
But do you think others just let them to the front?
No.
No. They wanted to see too, and didn't want to give up their spot. The men realized they'd have to try to get to Jesus another way. When? They had an idea. The roof. Carefully, they lowered a mat with the paralyzed man on it. Down, down, down he went, until he was lying on the ground in front of Jesus. Jesus saw that these men had great faith, so he said to the paralyzed man,
"Young man, your sins are forgiven."
Some of the teachers of the law were sitting there. They saw what Jesus did, and they said to themselves,
"Why does this man say things like that? He is saying things that are against God. Only God can forgive sins."
These teachers were right. They knew their Torah very well. Only God could forgive sins. So if Jesus was saying he could do this, it was a big deal. But they hadn't understood that this was the Messiah, the Savior God had spoken of, the one he said he would send to save us. Because they didn't realize what Jesus said was true, they were upset at what he taught. Of course, Jesus knows everything, so at once, Jesus knew what these teachers of the law were thinking.
"Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to tell this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to tell him, 'Stand up, take your mat, and walk'? But I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins."
So Jesus said to the paralyzed man,
"You, I tell you, stand up, take your mat, and go home."
Immediately, the paralyzed man stood up. He took his mat and walked out while everyone stared, their mouths hanging open. They had just seen an incredible miracle.
Wow!
Oh, whoa. My! We have never seen anything like this!
The people were amazed and praised God. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just learned. Answer out loud. Why did the men want to take the paralyzed man to Jesus?
To help him.
Yes. The Bible tells us Jesus saw that these men had great faith. They had faith that Jesus could help him walk again. Now, it was crowded and difficult to get to him. But did they give up?
No.
No. So, how did they get their friend to Jesus?
Through the roof.
Good job. You've been paying attention. We have to remember, these people we read about were real people. They had thoughts and feelings just like us. I have read these scriptures many times, and each time I have this thought. I wonder if the paralyzed man was disappointed when the first thing Jesus said to him was,
"Young man, your sins are forgiven."
What? They had gone through all this trouble to have him walk again? What was this about sins? This isn't what he prayed for. As we continue the story, Jesus explains this.
"Which is easier, to tell this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to tell him to stand up, take your mat, and walk? Well, I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins.
You see, Jesus is showing us that the biggest issue is our sin. And we all sin, so we all need his help. When he forgives the man's sins first, he is actually healing the thing that is most important, even more important than being able to walk. And only he can do it. No one else can forgive us our sins like Jesus does. And remember, this is why the teachers were upset. He even challenged the teachers, asking, which of these is easier to do? Because they understood the forgiveness of sins was something only God could do. Jesus shows them he is telling the truth. He can forgive sins. And to prove it, we also hear him heal the man, and he walks again. So, is sin serious?
Yes.
But should we be anxious about it?
No.
But why? Well, all we have to do is look at the cross. We just celebrated Easter. Remember how Jesus chose to obey the Father and die for us, for our sins? And not just some sins, but all of them. Now do you see how sweet and precious the forgiveness of our sins is? How much you are loved by him. We get to rejoice in that. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. And, as always, bye for now.